The government has a long-standing arrangement with Britain's Royal Air Force to monitor Irish skies for hostile or alien aircraft, according to a TG Cathair documentary to be broadcast tomorrow night. The documentary Inuka TG Cathair Éire Neodhruc examines Ireland's current neutrality debate and features former Defence Minister Willie O'Dea, who told reporter Kevin McGee an arrangement existed with the RAF for many years.
When you were the Minister for Defence, did you know what was happening in the skies above Ireland? Were officials coming to you and saying there was a Russian plane overflew there last week? Were you receiving reports on a regular basis about what was happening in the skies above Ireland, or did you not know?
I didn't know, quite frankly, because we didn't have the technology to tell us, which, of course, you know, it didn't seem particularly important at the time, but it certainly is now. Not that it was under any sort of threat, but alien aircraft that shouldn't have been up there, or submarines, etc., the RAF usually informed the Irish government of that because of an arrangement that's been long-standing for a long time.
Can you tell us more about that arrangement?
Well, I don't want to go into too much detail on it, but, you know, there have been one or two occasions when we had to make contact with the relevant people in Russia through the Russian embassy to make inquiries. As I said, I won't go into too much detail on it, but the intelligence, the information was available to us from the RAF, from British intelligence, because of a long-standing arrangement between Ireland and the UK.
That's former Defence Minister Willie O'Dea with reporter Kevin McGee. Also taking part in the programme was former Lieutenant Colonel Michael Murphy, who served as an officer in the Defence Forces Intelligence. We spoke to him earlier, and I began by asking him if he was surprised by former Minister O'Dea's comments.
Well, I'm not surprised because it has been in the media for some time. I've written a bit about it in some newspapers. So therefore, it's not a surprise, but I'm sure it's a surprise to a lot of people that we actually have a minister, a former Minister for Defence, actually acknowledging that such a deal exists.
What is the arrangement between the RAF and
Ireland? That is actually still a secret, but the idea of it is that if there are aircraft in our airspace that we don't know about because they've turned off the transponders, then the British would be able to inform us, and then they would be able to dispatch aircraft to intercept it.
You said this is still not public. It still hasn't been acknowledged.
Well, it hasn't been acknowledged.
Why not?
Because it's a secret.
Why is it a secret?
Because number one is it constitutional? You know, Senator Crockwell has taken a court case in relation to find out whether that is constitutional. It is also exposing the fact that we're not able to defend ourselves.
But we're not. I mean, who is monitoring our skies if the RAF aren't?
Nobody, except the RAF. But like, the states have self-interest. So therefore, we're depending on the British self-interest to tell us, and then that there is something in our skies that we don't know about. And we're also in their self-interest to tell us what's actually going on. So therefore, if we can't defend ourselves, patrol our own airspace, then we're basically not a sovereign, independent state.
The fact that it's being acknowledged in this way, it was also reported by the Irish Times earlier this year. You've mentioned that you were writing about this earlier on this year, and we've just had the backdrop of a consultative forum on security. What do you make of the timing of all these things coming together this year?
Well, I believe the government is under pressure from our European partners to get us more aligned with them in relation to defence. The consultative forum was an idea to discuss that. But the whole idea of neutrality needs to be discussed openly by both sides, not just one side telling their point of view and others from the audience speaking in. It's best to actually have an open debate on neutrality and the defence of Ireland, because we're defenceless. We can't patrol our waters, we can't patrol our airspace. So we're depending on foreign forces to defend Ireland, and no sovereign state. You can't call yourself sovereign if you can't defend yourself.
I see Cathal Berry, TD, an army man himself, on Twitter today, saying that Ireland has three options here: leave our airspace unprotected, continue allowing the RAF to police it, or re-establish our own air policing service. What do you think?
Well, they're the options I've been laying out for a long, long time. And if we join a military alliance, we can't have the idea of joining a military alliance willy-nilly. We must understand what the implications of this is. That means we're joining, if one of the European partners is attacked, then we're automatically going to war. We're not joining up a coffee club. We're signing up for a military alliance here, with the implications of what a military alliance is. Then you have people on the other side who are anti-military and anti-spending any money on defence whatsoever. In fact, their stance will probably help us to join a military alliance because we have to be able to defend ourselves, especially in what's happening in the world these days. And then there are other people like myself who are saying we need to stay neutral, but we need to spend money on our defence forces and to be able to equip the defence forces to do the job which the Constitution is expecting them to do.
But when you say stay neutral, what do you mean by that?
Well, it means for me is not being a member of a military alliance, that we have our own independent foreign policy. At the moment, we're, let's say, non-aligned, because there isn't a war on at the moment, if that we're involved in, that we're non-aligned and that we make our own decisions as to whether and when we should go to war. And in wartime, then, we should stay neutral, depending, of course, on the circumstances. But it is up to us to make that decision. Rather than being in an alliance, you're automatically in.
You've told this T.G. Carr documentary, I understand, that you served in Afghanistan.
Yes.
Alongside NATO officers during the U.S. war on terror.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit in with us being neutral?
The mission in Afghanistan was approved by the United Nations. So therefore, it was a United Nations approved mission. And so therefore, that is completely different from, say, going to the invasion of Iraq. That's completely different. That was not UN approved. If it's UN approved, we've signed on to the UN and international, a peace by true international means. And that is what we signed on to. So that's not interfering with our neutrality.
To go back to Willie O'Dea's acknowledgement in this documentary, would you prefer to hear a more official acknowledgement, a more open acknowledgement of how we are defending or not defending our country as it is?
Well, for any Minister for Defence or a Taoiseach to acknowledge that they're failing to carry out their primary duty of every government is the defence and security of its nation and people. For a Taoiseach or a Minister for Defence to come along and say, we can't do that, that's an acknowledgement of dereliction of duty.
Or we're relying on the help of somebody else to do it.
Correct. Let's hear them saying that there's a dereliction of duty here. Like, we have to spend money on our defence, whether we like it or not.
That was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Murphy, who's part of Inuka, T.G. Carr, Éireann Nóiadhrach, which will be broadcast tomorrow evening, the 19th of July, 9:30 on T.G. Carr and worldwide on the T.G. Carr player.